Take a look at what happened. Over.
Wow, what a time to live in 2024. We are seeing things that are diabolical, whether it's a real event, a fake event, a planned event, an orchestrated event, or simply just diabolical forces at work.
And Margaret, I'm just getting an email now from CBS News contributor Richard Esposito. This says that according to multiple state and local federal local and federal law enforcement sources, the shooter who fired at Donald Trump was, quote, neutralized, as we have reported, by U.S. Secret Service agents. This was most likely from a counter-assault team. Multiple spectators were wounded and injured, at least one in critical condition. This is all based on initial reports, but what is happening now is we're starting to piece together what is it that exactly transpired. This is an active crime scene.
What this does for a lot of people is it continues to stir up the spirit of strife in this nation. And what you will possibly see as a result is retaliation even in this nation. You know, when I look at politics in America, and it all started with debate season. When debate took place, you start seeing how politics in this nation are very much like the NBA, when you have the Warriors playing against the Miami Heat as an example, and you have the crowd cheering for the team that they want to win, but they forget that they're all part of the same organization, the NBA. It's all made to keep you entertained and distracted and keep you at a point where you start battling with other people over groups and teams that belong to the same association. I guess what I come to share briefly with you this evening is 2 Timothy 2:4. No man that warreth that tangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. In moments like this, that we're seeing chaos upon chaos, that we're seeing extreme weather events upon extreme weather events, that we're seeing cults rise left and right, as the video that we made this past week in Glory to Jesus Christ that we'll post a link to at the end of this video on cults rising in America. We're seeing a rise and a spike in fallen angel activity and UFO phenomena all over the world. We're seeing destruction upon destruction, and this is simply nothing more but just a little glimpse of what is to come. Ensure that your spiritual walk, ensure that your walk is reliant upon the Heavenly Father now more than ever. Because we're going to see the same thing that we see in the Super Bowl. One team versus another team. We're going to see, isn't it amazing how when you look at sports, you have the blue corner and the red corner, even from the 1920s and 30s. In boxing, same thing. Blue corner, red corner. In politics, blue corner, red corner. What corner do you belong to? Do you belong to the corner that is from the kingdom of above, or do you belong to the earthly ones here on this earth?
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
We have to set our mind to be purposed on following Christ, because these forces in this world want us to act out of character so that then they can point the finger and say, you see how they're acting? That's how the devil operates. Don't be played by these shenanigans. I pray that Donald Trump is okay and safe from whatever happened there, man. It could be that it was legitimate. And if it's legitimate, maybe the wind, the forces protected him. Because when a gunshot is shot, there's a lot of factors here. And look at him. He's still trying to be strong through the whole thing, which shows you his character. He's trying to be strong for something that he possibly believes in. But I'm telling you something, family. There's something at play here. and all over the world that's just, you can't put your finger on it, but you know it's there. We're very close to the times where the Ark's door is going to be closed. Don't let yourself, your mindset, your walk be disrupted. Pray for both people, Biden, Trump, whomever. Don't fall for the temptation to act like the world, to make fun of Biden because he's 80-something year old and he falls down on the ground. Don't fall for that temptation. My dad's 80-something year old and he falls on the ground all the time. Do I want him to be made fun of? No. Right? But this is what they want us to do. They want you to operate out of character and laugh and play and joke. But there's no funny thing about people headed to hell. There's no funny thing about the fact that as we've started watching this video, hundreds of people have passed away and most likely no one preached to them the gospel because we were entertained with the things of this world. May God have mercy upon us and may God give us the strength and the courage so that we can walk by the statutes and commandments that He's given us so that we don't be distracted, because we don't know if all of these things are shenanigans. We don't know if they're legitimate. We don't know if these are orchestrated events. What we do know is that the devil is a master at distraction. May we pray for everyone involved, but may we also remember that we have to be about our Father's business, and His business is saving souls, whether they're Republican or Democrat. In Jesus' mighty name, let's pray for a moment. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity for us to come together today. We pray for this nation. We pray for the safety of everyone that's in a rally. We pray for everyone's safety that's involved there, for anyone that got injured. We pray for their safety in the name of Jesus. Father, we also pray upon the hearts of the many people that are planning now revenge. The many camps that are now going to say, oh, we're going to see what's going to happen now to Biden. The destruction that comes upon this world when fallen angels start infiltrating the thoughts of people. Heavenly Father, please continue to convict our hearts so that we can operate as ambassadors of Christ, not ambassadors of America, not ambassadors of any nation, not ambassadors of a political party, but ambassadors of Christ. In the name of Jesus, may we surrender our whole lives. It's all about humility, folks. Let's humble ourselves before the Heavenly Father, because the kingdoms of this world bring destruction. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. May God bless you guys and your whole family. Thank you for being there. Consider sharing these videos. Thank you for considering supporting this ministry. God bless you and your family. God is able, okay? When this world fails you, God is able. When the kingdoms of this world fail you, God is able. When depression and anxiety hits at your door, God is able. There's nothing impossible for Him. And in moments like this, God is still able because Jesus is King. Make sure that we serve the right King, okay? Let's make sure that we stay faithful to the one that called us, Jesus Christ. God bless you.